I'm Chip Zimmer, coordinator of the MBA program at Shepherd University. We wanted to really be the leader in the state to address these kinds of issues, because every poll that you look at, West Virginia is in the bottom five of states, whether it's educationally or healthcare or whatever issue it is, and doesn't have to be. We can be better, and the people of our state deserve better, and we thought, well, let's do this summit and start the discussion so we can help to move the state and grow the state forward. We want to look at how we can start that discussion to make West Virginia one of the top energy providers in the country.
Another one is tourism.
Yeah, tourism is a big piece of the state's economy and could be bigger. You know, we're wild, wonderful West Virginia, and we just don't tell our story very well. So we wanted to get people from different parts of the state that are top tourist attractions to figure out how we can harness that better. Tourism historically has provided jobs, but they've been entry-level jobs and seasonal jobs. So it's going to be tied into the economy. How can we work with tourism and develop better jobs and better income for the state?
Education and technology. That's a whole discussion you're going to have separate from the tourism.
Right.
So what kinds of goals do you have in planning that one?
Well, that one is probably going to be more technology-oriented than education-oriented. You really can't separate the two with the way our society has gone with technology. It's hard to consider yourself educated if you're not technologically savvy as well. We're going to be looking at what we can do to enhance and upgrade the level of education in West Virginia, and at the same time, the level of technology available, because they go hand in hand. We'll be looking at how we can eliminate the brain drain in West Virginia. Almost any student that is good, there are no jobs here, so as soon as they finish school, they leave. So that's all tied into the technology, the economy, education, it's all intertwined together.
And then marketing is the other.
That's probably the most surprising one that people will look at and say, marketing, really? One thing that's been mentioned is maybe we develop a West Virginia Proud campaign. And what I mean by that is if you look at across the country, states that really you think of what people are proud to be from there. Texas is obviously one. Alabama seems to be one. Beyond that, we could be number three. West Virginia, you see all over the world, people with their flying WV and that kind of thing. And so we're trying to see how we can take advantage of that pride and maybe start a campaign, West Virginia Proud.
Once this is done, what will the result be? What is there going to be, like a paper?
There will be a white paper developed. We have five MBA students who are working on this summit as our capstone. They will collectively do a white paper through the Regional Center of Innovation that will go to all the participants and be posted online and be kind of a roadmap for the next summit. And we're in a process now of having discussions with other universities because we don't feel like the summit should always be here.
What do you hope people do with this white paper and with whatever results from it?
Well, whatever the results are, we hope people will see a role that they might be able to play to help implement some of the changes that have been discussed and recommended. Obviously, we can't say, okay, now you do this, you do that. This is going to be something that people will come because they're interested in growing the state of West Virginia and finding out ways that they personally or their corporately or their organization or whatever they represent can help to do their part to help improve the state.